From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs. Billed as the global favorite of 11 million GIs during World War II, Arkansas-er Louis Jordan was particularly popular during the war years. Some of Jordan's hit songs, like 1943's Ration Blues, number one on the R&B and country charts, and 1944's G.I. Jive, number one on the R&B and pop charts, addressed the war situation at home in the United States and for the troops, respectively. So with Louis Jordan's star in full ascendancy, of course, the Monroe County native was among the artists of the day to record V-discs.
The glamour gals have stopped glamorizing. They're working in defense plants, wearing slacks. And some of the fine chicks is cutting out every day, joining the waves and the spas and the wax. Now, fellas, you can't get that no more. No. You can't get it no more. Fellas, you can't jive these girls like you used to do, 'cause some of them is making more money than you. So you can't do that no more. No, you can't do that no more.
V-discs, with the V standing for Victory, were recordings made exclusively for U.S. military personnel through an agreement between the government and American record companies. Although the American Federation of Musicians were in a recording strike against the record companies, it was agreed that the recording of V-discs would be exempt from the ban as long as they would not be available commercially in the U.S. Louis Jordan recorded more than a dozen titles for the program, beginning with a new song for he and his band in 1943, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt.
But unlike Is You Is, most of the subject matter from Louis Jordan's V-discs is carefree. Song titles include How High Am I?, I've Found a New Baby, Knock Me a Kiss, Hey Now, Let's Live, and The End of My Worry. Some recordings came from radio concert transcriptions, others were cut in the studio, especially for the V-disc program. Most intriguingly, V-discs were the only recordings Jordan would make of songs like Nobody But Me and the calypso-tinged Bahama Joe. Like in many V-disc sessions, Louis Jordan takes a moment at the beginning of a couple of different tunes to directly address the troops.
Hi, you fellas. This is Louis Jordan again with some old V-disc. We're digging what you're putting down, and we're right behind you. We hope these tunes really give you a lift.
Yeah, Lord Child, I feel so unnecessary this afternoon. I went down to the Bahama, and I saw Bahama Joe. He said, hey, he's on the line, dude, with the girl so fine. Down in Nassau, the Grand Bahamas, there's a gent that you should meet. He's the ambassador of goodwill to everyone on the street. Bahama Joe, he's the guy that you all should know.
Frank Sinatra, Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, the Andrews Sisters, Bing Crosby, and even Abbott and Costello were among the other giants of the era who recorded V-discs. Shellac was difficult to get during the war, so manufacturers had to experiment with different compounds until they got something workable. The discs themselves were usually 12 inches, 2 inches bigger than regular 78 records, and could hold up to 6 minutes of material on each side.
Hello, fellas. This is Louis Jordan making some V-discs for you cats overseas. Get groovy and latch on to some of this jive.
On his V-disc radio concert recordings, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five show their live prowess, taking already fast songs like Five Guys Named Mo at an even more blistering clip.
Four-eyed Mo, no Mo, look at brother, look at brother, look at brother, eat Mo,
Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo, Mo.
Who's the greatest man around? Makes the cat jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town?
Five guys named Mo.
When they start to beat it out, folks jump, jump and shout. Who's the critics rave about?
Five guys named Mo.
No artist received payments or royalties for doing V-discs, and the record companies likewise volunteered, but it was a good trade-off for both. With millions of V-discs being shipped around the world, participating artists, including Louis Jordan, found their international profiles elevated after the war. The music was also used as Allied propaganda shortwave broadcasts into South America and Europe. Even with the end of World War II in the fall of 1945, with plenty of troops still deployed overseas and craving the comforts of home, the V-Disc program continued on until 1949. Following the edict that V-Discs not be available commercially, many of the original masters and record stampers were destroyed. Servicemen who brought V-Discs back stateside saw them confiscated. One story even has a record company employee in Los Angeles doing jail time for possession of hundreds of illegal V-Discs.
How high am I? I won't be sober till the 4th of July. Move all the buildings and let me buy. How high am I? Hey, Richie! Come on down here, boy, and open this door.
But by the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II, most V-discs were available to be heard, not only as wartime curiosities, but as the musical and cultural artifacts that they are, including those from the global favorite of 11 million GIs, Mr. Louis Jordan. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.